Welcome back to Horizons.
So this morning is the Sunday of the poor, the day of the poor. And I'm particularly thinking of the poor of the world as our political leaders meet for COP29 over in Baku, Azerbaijan. In my hand today, I'm holding a little clementine. It's a very special one because, you know, it came from Valencia. Did it make it out before the flood? I wonder. Many people didn't make it out before the flood. It reminds us of how close our world is to the catastrophe of climate change. People near and people far, and the people who suffer the most are the poor. The poor in Malawi, in the Horn of Africa, in Sudan. So on this Sunday, the World Day of the Poor, let us pray. God of all creation, knowing that COP29 has been taking place in Azerbaijan, we pray in communion with all peoples of the earth that the decisions of the politicians gathered there might benefit all the species you created, and not only private profits. May they be aware of the suffering of poor communities, the devastation of ecosystems, and the danger of climate change, and be filled with your mercy to heal the catastrophic legacy we are leaving to future generations. Lord, hear us. And the celebrant will say, and we will all say, Lord, graciously hear us.
That was Sylvia Thompson, who kindly provided us with two poems. I'll play the other one next week. And to close out the show, we'll have a short prayer by Bishop Ray Brown. After, Take Me As I Am by Laura McCarthy.
Would you take me as I am, and take whatever comes? Take me as I am, like the winter chill that numbs. Take me as I am, or are you waiting for the spring? Season, but soon their blossoms fade, they're only teasing. But I'd love you year after year. We'd face the winters together without fear. Take me as I am, and take me with a pinch of salt. Take me as I am. But soon their blossoms fade, they're only teasing. But I'd love you year after year. We'd face the winters together without fear. Take me as I am, and take me on the summer's breeze. Take me as I am, among autumn's falling leaves. Please saddle on it now, before the setting sun. Will you take gimme my rink a do a do a do a. Please settle on it now before the setting sun. Will you take me as I am and take whatever comes and take whatever comes and take whatever comes.
Recently, with the Feast of St. Francis, we came to the end of the season of creation. But just to read the prayer of St. Francis, the Canticle of Creation, just see the lovely things it says about the ordinary things of nature. Things we could so easily take for granted. So this is it, the Canticle of Creation. Praise be my Lord God for all his creatures, especially for our brother the sun, who brings us the day and who brings us the light. Fair is he and shines with a very great splendour. O Lord, he signifies you to us. Praise be my Lord for our sister the moon and for the stars, which he has set clear and lovely in heaven. Praise be my Lord, for our brother the wind, and for the air and clouds, calms, and all weather by which you uphold life in all creatures. Praise be my Lord, for our sister water, who is very serviceable to us, and humble and precious and clean. Praise be my Lord, for our brother fire, through whom you give us light in the darkness, and he is bright and pleasant and very mighty and strong. Praise be my Lord for our mother the earth, who sustains us and keeps us and brings forth various fruits and flowers of many colours and grass. Praise and bless the Lord and give thanks to him and serve him with great humility. It's a beautiful prayer, that prayer of St. Francis.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the coming week is by Presentation Secondary School Troy. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.